We are joined now by Australia's Girl and Girl, who are an exciting four-piece garage rock outfit from the Gold Coast. And we are joined this evening by front person Kai James. Kai, welcome to The Hoist.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So excited to chat about a new single out today. Also not with us, we've got in your band Auntie Liz on the drums and your two friends, Jaden and on the guitar and Fraser on bass. This afternoon, we'd first like to ask you, Kai, how did Girl and Girl form together?
So it was me and Jaden. We were just messing around on guitars and we'd play in Mum's garage. And then Liz used to... Well, she still does. She walks the property here at Mum's place with her dog. And she stopped in one afternoon and there's an old kit down there and she jumped on and sort of helped us put a song together. And then we were amazed and we begged her to stay. And then a few years later, maybe 2 years, 1 or 2 years ago, Fraser joined after Jaden's brother left on bass. Fraser stepped in. Who's a local musician in Brisbane who does his own fantastic solo stuff, and we asked him to step in, and he did incredibly well.
Yeah, and read that as well, that like with Auntie Liz, that she was only going to be temporary, but then jumped on permanently and came on tour with you guys.
Yeah, it took 6 months of convincing for us to be like, please, just like, you're in the band. Everybody wants you in the band. She used to always say, you know, the boys' band and their band. But within 6 months, she was saying our band.
Oh, I love that.
Sounds like you've all come together now and sort of found your rhythm as a group. That's so beautiful, the way the group was formed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, lovely. And yeah. You're headlining the Australian tour early this April. We've got a Melbourne show coming up at the Tote on Friday, April 12th. Super exciting. Also released the single Mother yesterday, I believe, Tuesday 26th. So that'll be the second track on your upcoming debut record, Call a Doctor. Tell us about the making of Mother. What was the story behind the track? How's the process been for that?
So Mother is kind of the concept is like going from your late teens to your early mid 20s and how your relationship with your mum sort of changes, and she sort of goes from being that all knowing kind of godlike figure in your life to more of just like a human friend. So yeah, that's kind of the concept. And then I wanted to do something for the film clip. I wanted to do something sort of animated puppety along those lines. And we found snuff puppets in Melbourne, and they'd just built this huge mum and this ginormous baby. They went out and shot the clip for us, and it just turned out, it was just perfect. It was exactly what song needed.
Well, I love the music video. It's like weird, beautiful, like the two massive puppets just going around town and that big baby in the ocean. So was that, were you guys like involved in the creative process for that music video, or was it kind of, like the project that was built together?
We just kind of hit them up. I had like a really sort of general outline. I was just kind of like, I just want a mum and a child just sort of on a day out kind of vibe. We gave a few sort of scene ideas, and then they just went out and shot it all in a day and a half. And just totally crushed it, and it turned out really, really great.
Yeah, it came out amazing. And super keen for the debut record Call a Doctor out Tuesday 26th? No, that was yesterday with Mother. Out Friday, May 24th. Sorry. what, I guess, can we expect for this record? Are the genres blending in there? Same sound is kind of along the lines of Hello and Mother?
Yeah, definitely similar sort of, I guess, like tones and themes, as in like guitar tones and all that sort of stuff. I think it's kind of, it's like, well, in my head anyway, it's kind of like theatrical. It's like a theatrical sort of concept album about my mental health in a sense, and how that has been very up and down over the years. It's kind of all about that. Yeah.
Some beautiful, beautiful scenes as well. I think with like Call a Doctor, Mother, Hello, can see those themes there. And we're really excited to hear what's to come from the band. And I think we should give Mother a listen now. Brand new single out yesterday. It's an awesome song and an awesome music video. So if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. This is Girl and Girls, Mother. We'll be back off the break with Kai. Brand new from Girl and Girl. That one there was Mother. Such a track. And we've got Kai here as well, joining us on the hoist.
Yeah, thank you so much for being with us, Kai. Great to hear Mother live on air, released just yesterday, so it's fresh off the press.
Fresh off the press.
Yeah, really, really groovy track. But we were noticing, like, the acoustics in that track sound really interesting. And you were saying just before we played that, when we were chatting earlier, that when the band formed Girl and Girl, it was just sort of jamming in Mum's garage. Auntie Liz came along and got roped into the band. But, yeah, how was the recording process for Mother and for your upcoming record, Call the Doctor, in general? Is it sort of recorded in the garage as well, or what's the situation for Girl and Girl?
The recording process for this whole record was pretty intense. Our manager's got this studio in a kind of like in an industrial complex that hollowed out this kind of lot and had built this really cool studio.
Wow.
And
there's a few sort of beds in there, and we just kind of like we would have done like 2 weeks of 11 to 12 hour days, just sort of like sleeping, you know, half a meter from the guitar amps. Wow. And just wake up and you play until midnight, then you go to sleep, and then you wake up and do the same thing for 2 weeks.
Immersive.
It was wild. Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. You go to sleep and you just dream of everything you were just doing. And at the start of Mother, actually, we put train bells in, which are the bells you can actually hear from the studio just down the road.
Ah,
so cool. I love that. Yeah, that
tidbit.
Yeah, that, it feels kind of like manic, that process of recording, but also sort of fits in nicely with, as you're saying, the themes of the record. Call a Doctor, talking about sort of mental health.
Definitely.
Journey.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to see how that was reflected in the recording process too.
Yeah, it's really cool with the acoustics as well. And I guess that would have helped prepare for tour as well, because Girl on Girl have got a stacked month coming up. You're touring through Australia from early April,
yeah, to
16th, and then you continue on an American tour. What can we expect with your upcoming gigs with your headlining shows?
Ooh, lots of fun.
Lots of good times.
I don't want to talk myself up too much, but I think we just played a bunch of shows back to back over in Texas, and I think the band's really well locked in right now, so I think we're in a good place, and you're going to see some, you know, pretty energetic, high caliber music playing.
Awesome.
at all of the shows.
You're warmed up and ready to go. Is there a particular track that you're
looking
to perform from the album? Is Mother kind of going to be a favorite to perform live, you think, or is there something else on the album that's really high energy and that you're amped to play?
Mother will definitely feature, and then Hello as well. We've been having a lot of fun playing that, and then a few other unheard kind of things. I think we need to sort a few out at the gym tomorrow. A couple of the unreleased guys, get them going. So
amazing.
So you never know.
No, we can't wait to see. And then you have your album coming out late May. But before that, so you're finishing your Oz tour, I think on the 16th. And then from the 20th of April, you'll be touring with Royal Otis for their North American tour for a 20-date run, which is crazy. Huge. How are you guys, I guess, preparing for that? And what have we got for that kind of opening act?
Yeah, it is crazy. I think me sort of prepping is a lot of, I guess a lot of downtime. I'm living at my mum's at the moment, so it's kind of just like hermit as much as I can for 2 weeks, and a lot of sort of meditation and exercise and get in a good headspace, ready for a month of zero sleep.
Yes.
And high stress.
Very important, for sure. And as I like love Royal Oaks as well. It's awesome that you're opening for them. They've kind of been taking the world by storm. Have you got kind of, I don't know, something you're excited to see with Royal Otis and their shows as well?
Yeah, I really enjoyed their album and have been smashing that quite a bit. There's definitely a few tracks from the record that I'm keen to see. And, you know, obviously the like a version they did, that'll be fun to see live, all that sort of stuff.
Definitely a lot of
hype. I think it'll be a lot of fun. They seem like nice boys. I think it'll be really nice.
Yeah, and even just going back to North America, you said you did some shows recently there. What are you keen to see in the US of A?
Oh, yeah. So we were in Texas, which was really nice, very friendly and welcoming. But, you know, I'm very keen for New York. Obviously, I think that'll be a lot of fun. We met a few people from New York who I think we'll catch up with over there as well. So I think I'm really excited for that. And then Seattle as well, where our label's based. So that'll be awesome to go catch up with all those guys and have a sort of semi-hometown show.
Great to see some familiar faces in a foreign land, for sure.
Totally, yeah.
Perfect. Well, if you want to catch Girl on Girl on tour, their Melbourne show will be at the Tote on Friday, April 12th. Be sure to get around the electricity and action, catching singles like Mother and Hello. And Kai, we're so grateful to have you join us on the hoist this afternoon.
Yeah, best of luck for the upcoming tour, and get your rest, do your meditation. Hopefully you won't need to call a doctor.
Nice. Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome. Thanks, Kai. And we've now got their first single from the upcoming album. This one here is Hello. You're on the voice.